Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. I'm Isabel and good morning, good afternoon, good day to everyone listening. Before we move on, I would just like to thank everyone listening for tuning in and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Let's go! Welcome to the Filipina Journey Podcast. In today's episode, I'll be talking about registering to vote, basically elections 2022. In this episode, it's a guide how to register to vote amidst the pandemic, and it can also help if you want to transfer your registration record or reactivate your registration record. But I'm not sure if it's the same process because I only registered to vote and didn't do transfer and reactivate. But I hope this helps. I have many friends who are turning 18 this year, so if you are that person, hi friend, please don't take this for granted. Every vote counts, so please listen carefully. If you are someone who already registered, still listen because you are voting next year. I won't just be talking about the process of registering, but I'll be sharing the importance of voting. Let's start it with, why is it important to vote? So, I have here an article from Rappler, one of my favorite sources. Why is it important to vote? First, we must recognize that while our votes give victory to candidates, it also helps sustain our political system in its entirety. We are not only electing individual candidates, but we are also justifying the existence of our country's political system. We are voting for both individuals and for the continued existence of the political system. So, I agree to that. Voting does affect everyone, and it affects even if you're not a Filipino, it affects all the countries, honestly. And you have to think if, am I voting for the fit and proper president, vice president? Why vote as a question directly leads to another question, can we allow the political system to continue? So we also have to see the political system in the past years, in the election 2016, and whoever got in, like the government leaders right now, were they fit? See what happened in the past years since 2016, if it was a correct decision. You can see it right now in the pandemic. Have they done something to flatten the curve? To develop by a country in a better way? Or more injustices? More innocent killings? Or we didn't flatten the curve yet? What are we doing? Like, we didn't flatten the curve na nga. Tapos dumadami pa yung cases. We have to see if the political system right now is proper and if it was the correct decision, because if not, we have to stop this political system. We have to vote another set of people who can better the development of the country. Really, we have to think about that. Second, this question opens up another path to other relevant and often asked questions. For example, if we ask the question, who should we vote in relation to why should we vote? There, we get to analyze and arrive at conclusion on how should the political system and the elected serve our interests. So, we have to vote nga for the right people. It's our right. It's not a want. It's not just I want to register to vote because, oh my gosh, I want everyone to know that I voted no. It's a need, it's essential, and it's a responsibility as a citizen and even as a human. Third, if we are voting for servant leaders, then it's indicative of our want for leaders who will work alongside us, that is working with us and neither through nor for us. So, yun, we have to think if the leaders I'm voting for are gonna work with us and not for us. It is supposed to be working with us and not just for us. We have to check if the executive branch that we are about to vote next year is the proper. Really, it grabe, it will affect talaga everyone. So, those are from Rappler. So, my thoughts naman, it is freedom to express ourselves through votation. So, we get to have the freedom to express and support the fit people in the government, and you should use that right. So, yeah, we have to vote for the right people and really see how these past years were. If it wasn't a good 4 years, then we should not continue to support the political system. Okay, secondly, registering to vote does not end there. We have to vote for the right people. So I'll be sharing another article from Rappler. It's the traits and characteristics of a president, not only a president, but a leader. So a leader must have the emotional maturity to deal with others. If the leader you are voting is not understanding, then why even? So we have to make sure that the leaders we are voting are understanding and looking at our from our perspective, not only from them. It should be a selfless leadership. A leader must have the strong will to get things done. He or she must be dedicated to his job, basically, and capable. And he or she must know that there is always consequences in everything, so he or she should deal with it properly. And lastly, a leader must be able to inspire the people in a good way. Inspire people in a way that they get to motivate and help with the development of an individual or even the society. So before I talk about the process of registering to vote, let's take a break. Okay, so the process of registering to vote is based on my experience last November 2020, so I'm not sure if it changed or if it's still the same, but I believe it's somewhat similar. So, first of all, you have to make sure you are qualified to vote for next year, which is May 9, 2022. So, first of all, of course, you had to be a Filipino citizen and at least 18 years old on or before election day, which is next year, May. You also have to be a resident of the Philippines for at least 1 year and a resident of the place in which you intend to vote for at least 6 months. So, for example, yes, you've lived in the Philippines for all your life. If you want to vote under Muntinlupa, then you have to be living in Muntinlupa for at least 6 months, because if not, then you can't. So, it depends where you want to be registered under. Okay, so the next thing is you have to find your COMELEC office. So if you want to be registered under Muntinlupa, then you have to look for the COMELEC Muntinlupa office. So I'll be putting a link sa description on the list of COMELEC offices, so you can check there. Example, you want to vote under Parañaque, they have a Parañaque COMELEC office. Next is, you have to print and fill out COMELEC forms at home. So for us, we did this, but then when we went to the COMELEC office, they gave us brand new papers and we filled it up there. But I don't know if it goes for everyone. So just to make sure, print and fill out the forms already at home. I'll be also, again, putting the link below on the application form and health declaration, which are both important, and you should bring it. And, always make two copies, always print two copies, not only in the application form, but in printing out IDs, which is the fourth thing here. Photocopy your valid ID. So, I'll also again put the link sa mga valid IDs. So it can be postal ID, PWD ID, student ID, and even passport. So there are a lot. So you can just check it. For me, I had two. I used student ID and passport. So if you are using ID, for us kasi we use that also, make sure you have a certificate of enrollment. I'm not sure if it goes for everyone, but for us, we had to provide a printed copy of the certificate of enrollment. I think it's seen naman sa portal. You can just screenshot it. They accept it. Make sure also your ID has your address. Example, you want to register under Muntinlupa, then the ID you should have the address of Muntinlupa. Because if not, then they won't accept it. So, there. You have to photocopy, two copies always to make sure. And also, bring it pa rin. You still need to bring your student ID, even student ID or passport or your valid ID, even though you printed it already. So, that's really important. And when you have valid IDs, it always needs to have supporting documents. Just like the school ID, it needs to have certificate of enrollment. So, yeah, that's important. And you need to bring a pen in case you need to fill out forms there. Not in case you need to fill out forms there. You will fill out forms there. So, please bring a pen. Alcohol, face shield, and face mask. Those are needed naman talaga. So, yeah. So, I'll just link down below the valid IDs, the barangays, or the COMELEC offices that you want to be registered under. So, there's mga local offices naman near you. So, that's good. So, I have questions here that might be asked. So, I prepared. So, how long did it take? So, for us, I registered under Muntinlupa. It took 2 to 3 hours. So, it's very important to bring water also. It's very exhausting lining up and filling up forms. So, please bring water and just eat before going there. What will happen after registering? So, on the day itself, you'll get the registration slip. It's very fast lang naman, they give you the slip na. In our COMELEC, they said that we can present that slip when we vote na. But I'm not sure if it's the same for everyone. If they'll do that, if you can just present the slip, or if they'll provide the government ID right away, or if they're gonna schedule you for an appointment to get your government ID, I'm not sure. But for us, we can just present the slip. It's okay naman since your name will be in the precinct records already. So just don't lose your slip and bring it for validation when you vote. Where do we register? I said this na kanina. I'm linking down the local offices. If you want to register under Muntinlupa, then you have to look for the Muntinlupa COMELEC near you. And is there any fee in registering? No, because it's a right to register. So there will be no fees in my experience. I hope it's the same for everyone, but it's a right, so we should not pay for anything. So I'll have tips lang. Be early, always be early. I think we were there at mga 7 or 8, I'm not sure, basta we were so early because I think it's early naman talaga mga COMELEC offices. I think you can see naman their schedules in their local offices until what time they are or what time they open or close. But for us, it was very early. Also, there's a limit of registers for our COMELEC in Muntinlupa, 80. But I heard that you can set an appointment. I'm not sure, but I think you can do that through the link. I'll be putting it down. You can register online. So, I'm not sure how it goes, but check it out. I'll put it sa description. I think through that link, you can also set an appointment. Second, prepare everything you need beforehand. Make double make sure if you have your IDs, your application form, because you don't want to be going back and forth. So for our experience, we didn't know that we had to print the certificate of enrollment, and my school ID didn't even have my address. So we had to look for a printing shop. Aside from the line was a bit long, a lot of time was taken from us. So buti na lang we had data, so we just screenshotted our proof of enrollment or the certificate of enrollment that we are living in Muntinlupa. So buti na lang it's all on our phones, so you should also do that. Screenshot everything. Buti there's a printing shop, so that's why we talk also a bit long. It's because we had to look for a printing shop and we had to go back to the office. So yeah. Also, make sure where you are going. First, we went to Star Mall, I think. We thought that the complex, the Muntinlupa complex, was in Star Mall, but it wasn't. I don't know. It was in Ayala Mall, I think. I forgot. But yeah, make sure where you are going. You don't want to do the same mistake as we did. So yeah, my last tip is just hydrate yourself and eat before going there. For us, it took 2 to 3 hours. I don't know if it's the same for everyone. So, yeah. Voting is a responsibility. I know and I believe that everyone hears this, but really every vote counts. As I grow older, I see the value and importance of voting. It does affect our society and our future. And honestly, I am beyond blessed that I am privileged enough to speak up, influence, and be the voice to those who are not heard. Silence and ignorance are basically not caring about our country, you know that? And so as a citizen, I choose to educate myself and others. And that's why I'm doing this. Lastly, last thing I want you guys to do is to help me spread this news and insightful topic to everyone. If you registered or about to register, or even if you are not yet of age and you have friends who can register already, please, please, please share it. It's not being mayabang or like being, oh my gosh, I voted, you should vote also because it's cool. No, oh my gosh. You can actually influence your friends and peers to do the same. It's really, really important. I cannot emphasize this so much, but it's really important and something that we all should be aware of. We should be aware about. In my description here on Spotify or wherever you are listening, I have hashtags that can help with the engagement of people and informing people about this. So please do help me share this. Hashtag Halalan2022. Hashtag magparehistro ka. Hashtag vote him out. And hashtag oust Duterte now. I am also posting all the links to the articles I used. I used mostly from Rappler. So it's all the description. You have until September 30, 2021 to register to vote. So please, please, please prepare now. As early as possible, just register already, because for sure, dadami na yung tao when it's like August already. Election is on May 2022, so if you want our country to be better, then we first need quality and fit people in the government, or at least just a better government. This is the Filipina Journey Podcast, and magparehistro ka. Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Filipina Journey Podcast. If you're listening through Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate this podcast. It will really help me a lot. If you have any podcast suggestions or questions, send me an email at thefilipinajourney@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram at @isaveracruz or Twitter at @veracruzisa. For more information, you may check down the description below. That's it, and goodbye.